From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump told supporters he hopes the latest inquiry into Democrat Hillary Clinton's private email server will mean justice can properly be delivered. Speaking to a crowd in Golden, Colorado Saturday, Trump said that Clinton represents scandal, corruption, and dishonesty and should not be president.
November 8th, the stakes could not be higher. A vote for Hillary is a vote to surrender our government to public corruption, graft, and cronyism that threatens the very foundations of our constitutional system.
Scrutiny of Clinton's email practices came back to the fore when FBI Director James Comey told members of Congress on Friday that newly discovered emails are pertinent to the case. Comey gave few details and no indication that the new trove would change the FBI's decision last July not to prosecute Clinton for what he called her reckless handling of sensitive emails as Secretary of State. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton's campaign is lashing out at the FBI, saying there's no indication that the cache of recently discovered emails is even about her. Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta says that FBI Director James Comey's information is long on innuendo and short on facts. He said there is no evidence of wrongdoing, no charge of wrongdoing, and no indication this is even about Hillary. Podesta and campaign manager Robbie Mook are calling on the FBI to release more details involving the inquiry of emails on a device belonging to disgraced congressman, that is, Anthony Weiner. This is VOA News. Syrian government forces and their allies launched a counteroffensive Saturday under the cover of airstrikes, trying to regain control of areas they had lost to insurgents the day before in the northern city of Aleppo. The government reported it had pushed back a large attack on the south and the west of the city. However, the rebels and the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Monitoring Group said insurgents had taken control of an entire suburb in the southwest corner of Aleppo. Syrian rebels continued their efforts Saturday to shake Aleppo from the government's siege as airstrikes hit the edges of the divided city. Iraqi forces advanced into a town south of Mosul Saturday as an Iraqi Shiite militia joined an offensive by opening up a new front to the west. Commanders said most Islamic State fighters withdrew earlier this week, using civilians as human shields, but that U.S. airstrikes had disrupted the forced march, helping some civilians to escape. The battle for Mosul is expected to take weeks, if not months. Meanwhile, Iraqi officials said a suicide bomber targeting Shiite pilgrims killed at least 7 people and wounded more than 20 in the city of Baghdad. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, but the Islamic State group has repeatedly targeted Iraq's Shiite majority and security forces. Gunmen on motorcycles opened fire on a Shiite Muslim religious congregation in Pakistan's port city of Karachi Saturday, killing at least 5 people and wounding several others. So far, no group has claimed responsibility. The attack comes just days after 3 suicide bombers stormed a police training center in Quetta, killing more than 60 recruits and wounding dozens more. The Islamic State terrorist group claimed responsibility for Monday's assault. Icelanders are casting their ballots in a national election Saturday with the Radical Pirate Party, hoping to unseat the center-right government. Polls suggest the Pirate Party is vying with the center-right Independence Party to become the biggest group in Iceland's parliament. The election was called after the country's former prime minister resigned following protests that erupted after his offshore financial holdings were revealed in the Panama Papers scandal. And scores of people protested in Seoul Saturday, calling for South Korean President Park Geun-hye to resign. The fallout comes as her ratings dropped since it was revealed she gave drafts of her speeches for editing to an associate who holds no government security clearance or post. Park has apologized and vowed to stay in office. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.